Look at the difference in the brick there.
Cindy Green carefully studies the granite blocks that form the walls and steeple of St. Cornelia Episcopal Church. She's looking for the right visual to help her tell the story of this small church built back in the 1860s on the Lower Sioux Reservation in southern Minnesota. Green is at work on a three-part documentary. The film will look at the history and architecture of country churches and what they say about the people who settled in the Midwest.
Is there electrical outlets in this building?
Well, what about this brick background? That would be nice.
You see that here too. St. Cornelia is just the kind of church Green wants in her documentary. It's one that prompts curiosity.
You know, the kind of church that people drive by all the time and say, who built this church? Why did they build it? Why does it look like this? You know, why should we save it?
Green is looking for churches tucked behind trees and nestled in cornfields. Ideally, they should look just as they did when they were first built. It sounds like a tall order, but Green says it's surprising how many still exist.
One that comes to mind is a little Baptist church in southeastern Minnesota, in Minnesota City. We walked into this church and immediately we were in the 1800s because there's nothing in the church that's newer than 120 years old. We had the original gas lanterns and there's this immersion tank, zinc-lined immersion tank behind the pulpit and hidden under this rug. That church was just a gem.
Green and her film crew have had this experience over and over again at a Russian Orthodox church in Kuchiching County, at a Catholic church in southwestern Minnesota the crew has dubbed the Cathedral in the Cornfield. There's a common notion, according to Cindy Green, that country churches in the Midwest are either Scandinavian Lutheran or German Catholic. In truth, many denominations built churches in small farming communities throughout the Midwest as far back as the 1850s. One such church is Salem Evangelical Church, just outside of Painesville. Salem sits atop a hill in the middle of acres of corn and soybean fields. There's no longer an active congregation here, and the church sits silent 364 days a year. The first members were not Lutheran or Catholic like their neighbors, so they formed a community of their own around Salem Church. Rick Miller's memories of Salem involve hot days and hard pews.
The pews have a reputation that travels with everyone that's been in them and are on a hot summer day. You'll find everything from newspaper imprint to marks where someone has an imprint on the back of their dress or trousers with varnish.
In its heyday, Salem Church boasted more than 600 members. Today, a handful of former members keep watch on the building and lead an effort to restore the yellow brick church with its red front doors and tall white wooden steeple. Once a year, on the second weekend of August, the building is opened up and friends and former members celebrate the church which shaped their lives. Rick Miller.
If you sit in this building and you listen to the hymns and you sense the gratitude and the satisfaction and the joy that is in people's hearts as they together share that experience, it just draws people.
Miller, who now lives in St. Cloud, says he's driven to preserve Salem Church not so much for the building itself, but for what it has come to represent. Its pews and simple decorations tell the story of people bound by faith and determined to find a new home and a new community. Cindy Green says that's the story she wants to tell. Green and her crew will continue filming in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas over the next year. The documentary is set to air on public television sometime in the year 2000. Salem Church celebrates its annual parish reunion on Saturday. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.